Thank you. Okay, Simon Chof Gimel Sif Tezayin. So yesterday we left off that somebody on a fast day who's not fasting, so he's not part of the fasting, so he can't have an aliyah, especially if it's on a day that we don't normally lane. So the same thing, V'chein Mishu Dabar Eretz Yisrael, Shasham Eisen Yom Tev Rak Yemechot. They only keep one day. Levad Rosh Hashanah, except for Rosh Hashanah, Ubal L'chutz La'aretz, and he comes to Chutz La'aretz, where we base a Knesset B'yom She'ni Shel Yom Tov, and he's in the shul on the second day Yom Tov, which is not Yom Tov for him. So Ein L'kras Eisolah L'zadar, he should not get an aliyah. V'adin K'mashe K'savti B'sif HaKoydim, which is really that if it's on Isru Chag, what's Isru Chag for the Israelis, so then and there's no laning, then fine. But if there's laning anyways, like Kalavayit, so maybe he could get an aliyah. Okay, Yud Zayin. Zum, Suma, Nayagin Lakraisai. If the meaning is to call somebody up who's blind for an aliyah. Vafapi, the Dvarim Shebiksav, also Lakraisin Baal Peh. We know that there's a halacha that anything that's written in the Torah is not, you're not allowed to read it Baal Peh. Mikamok was Manazeh, given Shekoira Kara Lefano. Mutar, since he has the Baal Kaira reading for him, and he's going to read along like you're supposed to do when you get an Aliyah, you're supposed to read along with the Baal Kaira, so then that's Mutar. The meaning is not to be medactic if the person that's blind is getting an Aliyah is a Talmud Chacham or Amoritz. The Mestama Yachal Likris in Makaira, because Mestama he's able to read along with the Kaira. Most people know how to listen, and then, you know, because he's blind, so he's just gonna follow. He's just gonna read along. Okay, Yudches, Imheru la'ayla ha'makom she'yikra. If the Baal Kaira shows the person who got the Aliyah the place to read, right? They're supposed to do. We learned that last week. You open the Torah. You look at the Torah. Doesn't say anything in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch about kissing the tzitzis, kissing the Torah, anything like that. But the Baal Kaira opens the Torah, shows the person who got the Aliyah where to read, Uberach, and he makes the Baruch Baruch Nizkru Shein Zeh HaMakom. And then they realize he showed him the wrong spot. They need to read at a different spot. So Bein Shekvar Eschilu Likroi, whether they already started Aliyah, Bein Shadayin Lo Eschilu, or they didn't start the reading, Im HaMakom Shetzrichon Likroi Hoya Gam Kein Goli Lefonov, if the place that they need to read was also open. Because usually when you open the Sefer Torah, there's a few columns that are open. Afilu b'amid achar, even if it's in a different amid, ula achar amakim she'erulai, and it's actually the place that he showed him, the reading is further than the place that he was showed. Ein etzarach levarach she'enis, you don't need to make another bracha. Shum d'day tohe ala makim she'beira, makamashin she'nigla lefanav. Right? It's any, his das was to make a bracha on the spot that he was shown, and anything that was revealed to him. But let's say they were totally off, and it was the part that they needed to lean from was on the rolled part. We need to roll it. Or even if it was open in front of him, it was before, meaning it was in the previous aliyah. He has to make a new bracha. But Baruch Hu, he should not say a second time. Like we learned a couple of weeks ago, you're supposed to say Baruch Shem Kvod Machzor L'Olam, and you make a Baruch L'Vatala. Meaning again, it's basically that he made a Baruch L'Vatala because he made a bracha on a part of the Sefer Torah that's not being read. He should finish with Lamdeni Chukecha. V'ma Mokam Shehu Tzaruch Likrois. And if the place that he needed to read, Hu Lamala Mi Mokam Sheheru Loi, it's above the place that they showed him, Aval Hu Samuch, but it's close. V'ayvin Sheyuchan Likrois Loi Gam Shloi Shepsukim Mi Mokam Sheberuch L'Alan, where it's a place where they could read three psukim further than what he made the bracha, Sha'akol Hu B'parsha Sayyayim. Then it's all in that day's parsha. Yasukin, that's what they should do. Below Yivarach Shenis, and they should not make another bracha. Right? Meaning, he's basically saying, if it's first, so then, meaning it's close, so then go back there. You can go back to that spot. So people, you might not have some happy customers because you're leading it again, but that's better than a bracha lebatol. You test Torah kol ha'il likras l'chol ha'pachah shalosh psukim. Every aliyah has to have a minimum of three psukim. V'sheni v'chamishi on Monday and Thursday, v'chein b'Shabbos b'mincha, which is always the same leining. Tzrichon likras l'kulam l'chol ha'pachah sasara psukim. Altogether, you need 10 psukim. The Gemara goes through different things that it is, but basically it's to represent the Aseres HaDibros. V'yesh likras l'ashlishi arba psukim, and the fourth aliyah is supposed to have the four psukim. Im loy karu l'kulam el tisha psukim shloish l'chol echad yatzo. And if, but if somebody only read three per aliyah, which makes nine, then you're yaitzo. But Purim she'ein karen l'kulam el tisha psukim, and on Purim we only read nine psukim. Zeu mishum desalak inyana, because that's the end of the inyan, and you can't add on any more psukim there. Because why? Because of what the next halacha, which is chaf hakar b'tayra. Let you sign b'makom shelo yishar misham ara parsha, dahinu kusa estuma psucha estuma, whether the pay or a sama, you cannot finish shloish psukim l'chol apachas. You cannot finish an aliyah within three psukim at the end of a section. Let's call it a section. All right, and the reason is because they may end up reading the next section, which is let's say two psukim. And people are going to make a mistake and think that that's, you can only read two psukim. Meaning this, we're concerned for latecomers and people that are coming, leaving early, and they're not going to know what was read before that particularly, which is quite a fascinating takanum. So all these takanas of which psukim to read is because people might come late from shul and people might leave early. Okay. Let's say he already made the bracha and they realized that they were within three psukim. So then the one who's the next aliyah does not have to start from that pasuk that's before it. You don't have to go back. Just start from where he left off. And then read another three psukim in the next parsha. Let's say a parsha only has two psukim. You are allowed to stop there, even though it's within two psukim of ending and less than two psukim from the beginning, but you're allowed to. Im yesh piska be'emtza pasuk, if there's a pay in the middle of a pasuk, gagoin b'tchilas parshas Pinchas. Parshas Pinchas, there's a pay in the middle of a pasuk. Mutar l'sayim afilu b'pasuk ha'samach lo, then you're allowed to end even with the pasuk next to it, because nobody's going to get confused with that. That's assuming we didn't get confused exactly what the kids are talking about here. You shouldn't start from three psukim after a parsha started. Meaning, don't start if you have just had a pay. Do not start within three psukim of it. With less than three psukim from it. All right. You shouldn't finish an aliyah within three psukim after the beginning of a parsha. Chafez, Yichav al-Haskel Tamar B'Dover Toiv, Li-Yisrael, we should always begin aliyahs with something good for Yisrael, L'Asayim B'Dover Toiv Li-Yisrael, and end the aliyah when something good happens to Yisrael. That's why in Devarim, we don't end the aliyah, which marked as Sheni, we ended the pasuk before. We should also not finish off with somebody who did a bad maisa. Okay, that's short and sweet. It's a little dry for most of us because we're not gaboyim and balikaira, etc. But we'll be back to more action after this simon.
Somebody that gets an aliyah basically every Shabbos, I'm supposed to have it in mind when I'm pointing to the word.
Yeah, you're making a bracha on that.
A bracha on the aliyah at a specific spot?
Yes, yes.
And if I'm thinking about a different spot, it won't work? Whatever.
No, don't do it.
I'm just saying. I always look at the word and say the bracha.
L'chari, you are yaitza.
That's why the balkari.
No, as long as you make the bracha.
I'm saying the balkari points to it for that reason, you're saying. The Balkari points to it for that reason.
Correct. That's exactly the reason he points to it. Yeah. All right. Fine.